The Tale of Jonah and the Whale, a story of reluctance, redemption, and divine mercy. It may be a difficult conversation, career change, or facing a personal flaw that has forced you to run from something you know you have to do. The biblical story of Jonah captures this universal human experience in a dramatic, almost cinematic manner. Often simplified as Jonah and the Whale in children's tales, this Old Testament narrative from the book of Jonah is far richer, with themes of divine calling, human stubbornness, and God's boundless compassion. I'll explore the story's depths theologically, including the profound lessons it holds for us today. The story begins in ancient Israel, around the 8th century BCE, during a time when the Assyrian Empire, with its capital in Nineveh, was a looming threat known for its brutality. A prophet from Gath-Hepher is told by God, "Go to Nineveh and preach against it, since its wickedness has come up in front of me." Jonah 1 verse 2 NIV. Jonah's mission was to warn Israel's enemies of impending judgment if they did not repent. Nineveh was the heart of Israel's enemies, a sprawling metropolis of over 120,000 people infamous for conquest and cruelty. Nevertheless, Jonah resists. Instead of heading east to Nineveh as God commanded him to do, he fled west to Joppa and boarded a ship bound for Tarshish, modern-day Spain, far from where God commands. Why did Jonah rebel? The text does not explicitly mention it, but later clues suggest that Jonah detested the Ninevites and did not wish mercy on them. Instead of forgiveness, he wanted divine justice for his oppressors. As the ship sails into the Mediterranean, God sends a violent storm. The pagan sailors, terrified, drew straws to identify the culprit and pinpoint Jonah. Jonah confessed that he fled from the Hebrew God, creator of the sea and land. In a twist of irony, these pagan Gentiles show more piety than the prophet. They pray, row desperately for shore, and throw Jonah overboard only as a last resort at his own insistence. Immediately, the sea calms, and the sailors worship with Yahweh. The famous fish is often called a whale, but the Hebrew text calls it a great fish, Dag Gadol, appointed by God to swallow Jonah. In the belly of the beast, Jonah languishes for 3 days and nights, a prison that symbolizes isolation and death. As Jonah reaches his lowest point, he prays a poignant psalm of thanksgiving and lament, Jonah 2. He acknowledges God's sovereignty. Salvation comes from the Lord. As a result, God commands the fish to vomit Jonah onto dry land. Revived but not reformed, Jonah receives the call again and obeys it, sort of. He marches into Nineveh, proclaiming a terse message, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown, Jonah 3 verse 4. To his surprise, the city responded. From the king down to the lowliest citizen and even the animals, they fast, don sackcloth, and repent. God relents from disaster, showcasing his mercy. Jonah, meanwhile, is furious. He builds a shelter outside the city, hoping for Nineveh to be destroyed. God sends a worm to wither the plant, and then a scorching wind. Jonah despairs and wishes he were dead. Then God unveils the punchline, "Even though you did not tend or grow this plant, you have been concerned about it. In Nineveh, there are more than 120,000 people who can't tell right from left, and many cattle as well. Is that not the kind of city I should be concerned about?" Jonah 4 verses 10 to 11. The story ends abruptly, leaving readers to reflect on their own attitudes as a result of Jonah's unspoken response. This tale of Jonah exemplifies both God's character and human frailty on a theological level. A key lesson in divine sovereignty is that he does not stymie his purposes by human rebellion. He orchestrates storms, fish, plants, and worms. As Psalm 139 echoes, "Where can I escape from your presence?" Jonah's flight illustrates how futile it is to escape God's presence. Secondly, the story emphasizes forgiveness and mercy over judgment. Nineveh's turnaround shows that no one is beyond redemption. God's patience with wicked people is evident throughout Scripture, from the prodigal son to Peter's denial. As a reluctant prophet, Jonah mirrors Israel's own ethnocentrism, preferring exclusive blessing over being a light to the Gentiles, Isaiah 49 verse 6. As a result, this foreshadows the universal gospel of the New Testament, salvation for all who repent, Jew and Gentile alike. A key lesson is the transformative power of obedience, regardless of how reluctant it may be. Jonah's partial compliance leads to massive revival, reminding us that God can use imperfect vessels. In spite of this, his bitterness points to grace. God's love is not earned by merit, but is freely extended, challenging our notion of fairness. This highlights the danger of harboring resentment, It blinds us to God's compassion. In addition, Jonah's 3 days in the fish symbolized Jesus' death and resurrection, Matthew 12 verse 40, symbolizing burial and rebirth. Jonah emerges changed, a Christ figure that gives hope to the hopeless. Despite our polarized society, Jonah challenges us to have empathy for our enemies. Who are your Ninevites, those deemed unworthy of mercy? This story challenges us to proclaim truth without glee at potential downfall, trusting God's love and justice to be all-encompassing. Ultimately, Jonah isn't just about a man and a fish. It's a mirror for our souls. It teaches us that God's mercy is all-encompassing, His plans are unassailable, and our role is to align with His heart for the world. As we navigate our own storms, may we choose obedience over flight and compassion over condemnation. After all, salvation comes from the Lord, for Jonah, Nineveh, and us.